on the line, Bob DiBiasio. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing?
Well, we're doing okay. I mean, we took care of the Reds, and then we got one from the Red Sox. Now we're on to the White Sox. What do we have, 4 games against the Chicago team?
Yeah, 4 games in 3 days here, tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday night. Mike Clevinger, Cody Anderson are starting pitchers for today's doubleheader. We're only 1 game back in the loss column to the Chicago White Sox. The most important stat when you're looking at standings is the differential in the loss column. So we'll get it going. The 4-game series to finish off this three-city road trip that, as you said, this last week started okay. We won 5 in a row, sweeping a 4-game series against the Cincinnati Reds. We just weren't able to get the 2-out base hit against the Boston Red Sox over the weekend.
Bob, I'm looking at the pitching matchup for tomorrow night. Something's got to give here. We've got 6-0 Josh Tomlin and 9-0 Chris Sale.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Chris Sale has been on fire all season long, as has Josh. Chris probably with that 9-0 record and just a sparkling ERA. That don't take anything away from what Josh Tomlin has accomplished. He's a Texas tough kid, and I'll tell you, it's going to be fun to watch for sure.
Well, Craig, you didn't see this. Something's got to give in tonight's nightcap. It's 0-3 Cody Anderson's against 0-1 Eric Johnson. So
something's got to give there too. Yeah, it's our AAA guys. Cody and Mike Clevinger. It's the depth of our pitching in the organization, and feel good about both those guys. I think Mike Clevinger, his major league debut, pitched pretty darn well in Cincinnati, and that's not an easy thing to do. The butterflies are at an all-time high. The realization of all the hard work, dream come true to make the big leagues, and your mom and dad fly in and have other friends and relatives as part of it. So there's a nervousness there. So he'll be able to settle in knowing that he's been able to get out there and his knees won't be wobbling. So it's going to be a fun day for us to see how these two youngsters, handle what is a big series. But, again, we play the White Sox 2 more times this season down the road.
Yeah, well, it's also one, and of course, these are important games against the White Sox since we're trying to catch them here in the Central. So, the Indians again are taking on the White Sox. They know the All-Star game is still a month and a half away or whatever, but the race is on to get our players into there. And I saw something where you encourage our individuals to vote 35 times. How could
this? Yeah, we'll give you a little bonus. People need to go to Indians.com and check that out. We'll give you a little bit of a bonus if you vote 35 times. So check it out, and we'll give them that hint. Check it out at Indians.com. You get a little bit of a prize if you support the tribe. Frankie Lindor, it'd be great to see that kid enjoy the All-Star game in San Diego.
What is this voting with 35 times? We're in a presidential election. One vote per person. I don't understand this.
Baseball's a little different. We want you on that website, watch you having fun, and but limit it to 35. Yeah.
Well, then, yeah.
This isn't politics, my friend. This is just the great old game of baseball.
Well, yeah, exactly right. And we've got a lot of players that really are deserving, perhaps, of being on that All-Star team. And it's our fans and that really, obviously, get them. And you have to have some sort of a national attention to it as well. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Hey guys, we do have a big homestand coming up, though. If I can sneak that in here real quick, 10 games. Great. Homestand starting Friday night. Again, go to Indians.com to check it out. But fireworks and Sugardale Dollar Dogs and jersey giveaways and block parties and Baltimore, who is in first place in the AL East. Texas, a game out in the NL West. Kansas City for four. So some terrific baseball, terrific promotions for your Memorial weekend. All starts Friday night at Progressive Field.
We're starting to get some of that great baseball weather, and of course, thinking of the, you know, Memorial Day weekend, and it's the time when everyone really focuses on heading over to the ballpark for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, we've got...
Go to Indians.com and check out which promotion you want to get involved with. Memorial Day, we have a home game, 6-10 against Texas, duffel bag giveaway from our friends at Sherwin-Williams, so lots going on.